BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 25, verses 16 through 18. David is suffering the consequences of his sins. He mentions his sins 4 times, 7, 8, 11, and 18. They are not mentioned in detail or specifics, only that they are great and many, and they claim from the result of his rebellious nature. The rebellious nature is in everyone. Sins have consequences. God will forgive sins if I am not merely sorry for them, but also wanting to change my ways. Yet, even though my sins are forgiven and I change my ways, my sins still have consequences. Sins bring shame, verses 2 and 3. They trap and hold a person down like a snare, verse 15. Sins brings loneliness, stress, and affliction, verses 16 and 18. They trouble the heart. Left to fester, sins grow, multiplying in number, verse 17. The sinner has to lie to cover up his guilt. More lies, cover up lies till they become unmanageable. Sins multiply enemies, verse 19. David is seeking the Lord for forgiveness. He wants relief. He accepts that the Lord's ways are good. He wants to change. He asks to be taught God's ways. In fear, David turns to his Savior. Look upon my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. The prayer of the forlorn, desperate, and the repentant. Sin doesn't have to be the end. No one forces me to stay on the path of sin except me. The misery caused by my sin is my fault alone. Sin leads to death, yet hope exists. God's forgiveness. When I plead for mercy and forgiveness to God, He will hear and forgive. When forgiven, I should not get mad at God when I deal with the consequences of my sin.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.